Nolte, 19,000 single-family Atlanta homes owned by three corporations. By John Nolte on March 6, 2024. Three corporations own 19,000 homes in the metro Atlanta area. A recent study by Georgia State University researchers found that three corporations own more than 19,000 homes in Atlanta's five metro counties, WSB-TV in Atlanta reports. The study found that Invitation Homes, Premium Partners, which operates Progress Residential, and Amherst Holdings, which operates Main Street Renewal, own around 11% of all single-family homes for rent in the state. In smaller neighborhoods, sometimes that's upwards of 50%, GSU professor Taylor Shelton said. Just a decade ago or so ago, none of these companies even existed. The homes that most of these companies are buying are exactly the kind of homes that 15, 20, 30 years ago would have been starter homes, Shelton added. Whether you are renting or buying, the effect of these companies is they are driving up prices for everybody. Here's the video report. This is one more salvo in the left's favorite motto, you will own nothing and be happy. The Great Reset, baby. Three corporations have been allowed to swallow up 19,000 single-family homes in Atlanta. I wonder, how many homes are owned by smaller corporations? According to the video report above, the top 10 corporations vacuuming up these properties own 30,000 of Atlanta's single-family homes. Listen up, Utes. The key to independence, security, prosperity, and liberty is owning your own home, period. There's no other way in for most of us. You buy a home, pay it off, and now you have a little something. As long as you can cover the property taxes, at the very least, you will always have a place to live and an asset. To me, this is an easy choice. You can throw $2,500 a month down the rat hole of rent by paying someone else's mortgage. Or you can spend that $2,500 buying yourself a home, a real asset, a future. For most of us, there is no American dream without home ownership. That's it. That's all we got. And now we have some fascist corporations moving in to suck up all the starter homes. This is especially dangerous in a fascist culture where Democrats adamantly oppose building new single-family homes. So where does that leave you? That only makes it more difficult to get your starter home, and that's a feature, not a bug. Additionally, nothing destroys a neighborhood faster than rental properties, which in turn reduces the value of your home, which in turn makes it easier for fascist corporations to scoop those properties right up. In my little suburb, only the rental properties caused anyone heartache. Thankfully, those rental homes are now owned by the residents, and this has changed everything for the better. I know a lot of young people believe it's better to rent. Then they don't have to worry about repairs, mowing the lawn, or replacing the roof. But these young people are also under the mistaken belief they will be young forever. What happens in 30 or 40 years when you want to retire? And instead of owning your home outright, you're responsible for $5,000 in monthly rent you could have spent elsewhere, if you can even afford it. Thanks to decades of hard work, my wife and I own our home, our vehicle, our camper, a few small lots across the road, and owe nothing to any lender or credit card company. We will never be rich, but no one owns us. Debt is slavery. You got to get out from under. The smaller the monthly nut you got to crack, the freer you are. You will own nothing and be happy is a modern version of slavery as freedom and war is peace. You'll never be happy in forever debt because you can never get off the gerbil wheel, you can never tell your boss to kiss your ass. And someone can always evict you, raise the rent, or take their sweet time replacing that roof. Living with that kind of uncertainty and lack of control is one thing when you're 30. What happens when you're 70? Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.